With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you, who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
Kim and Lavoie, Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. 414-799-1250, the phone number, live at 1057FMTheFan.com. The Wendy's Fresh Never Frozen inbox at 1057FMTheFan. Facebook and Twitter. Those are the credentials of the station, the credentials of the hosts on the show. Gary Ellerson, former Badger Packer running back, also co-host of the Green and Gold post-game show. Covering the Green Bay Packers, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show.
Tonight.
Back at it tonight.
Nobody's playing, though.
Yeah, all but without a little gusto. As
no, Giannis,
see
no
nobody.
But we'll still have a postgame. I'll be here.
And we've been doing it for, what, 13 years now?
14 for the baseball postgame show, 13 for the Bucks.
And the longest in the city in either account. Myself, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, co-host of the baseball postgame show on the station, and now in a nice Letterman's jacket without the letter on it, the blue and white stripes. It's Leroy Butler leaping into the studio. What's going on, Leroy? Okay, you could have told me that you were going to cough, and I wouldn't have turned your microphone on right away. What's going on?
No, we cough. We're human.
Yeah, Bart coughed all over his microphone today during the Gary Whipple interview.
Nasty.
That one that you're sitting in front of.
Oh, nice. Right there. Awesome. Great. Thanks. You know, I could have went my whole life without knowing
you
that.
You go an extra foot. You know where it came from.
You've been coughing the last two mornings all over that microphone.
Oh, awesome. That makes me feel really, really good.
It's all good.
It's all good because there's nothing that's going to make me not excited. I'm juiced up. NCAA tournament starts up tonight with the first four. Bucks and Lakers tonight. I know a couple of folks in this room are going to the game tonight. Check out the Los Angeles Lakers. But right away, we'll go to the Lakers fan, Leroy. Are you disappointed that your boy is going to be down tonight?
No.
Ask Leroy where you're sitting tonight.
No.
Where are you sitting tonight,
I actually
Leroy?
Got three choices. But seeing that LeBron
can you
or Giannis.
Three choices? Can you?
Three choices.
Yeah, I got three choices.
Can you let us know what your three choices are?
One of them real rat on the floor.
And that's with
real
you?
Real right.
That I could trip the referee.
Who are you going Click with?
It. Steve Palik.
Shocker.
Are you going to pull a little kid and shove one of the players like you did Russell Westbrook?
I'm going to sit up in a little higher. Because I got to leave because I got to do a project with my son tonight. So first quarter.
That happened after LeBron wasn't playing tonight.
No,
right? Yeah, no, that would make sense.
See,
that would
see,
make
I'm
sense.
More into
the science fairs tomorrow.
See, I'm more into the brand, not the player. See, I'm a Laker fan. I don't care who the players are. I go.
Did you go to the Lakers, the Bucks game last year?
Yeah, I don't. I think I did.
Yeah,
sure. But I'm not so much of that. I wear, I'm a brand. I like the Bucks. I want to go whether Giannis plays or not. You know, you support. So I'm best of both worlds for me.
That's true.
Yeah.
My favorite player ain't neither one of these teams, you know. So, but I still support the team more so than the player.
So, both Giannis is out tonight along with LeBron James.
People still should go. As people say they're not going, why not?
You might as well go because you've already spent the money on either you bought them right away or you bought them on the secondary market.
Yeah, nobody gonna buy them now. Just go.
But I'm sorry. I kind of agree. I didn't buy these tickets planning on seeing Eric Bledsoe go up against Kyle Kuzma as the two top players in the game.
That's real talk.
I mean, like I don't know if I'm getting a ticket, I'm taking my kids. There's and I don't have kids, luckily.
I often say, you trying to tell us up?
Absolutely not.
Child support people listening until 5 o'clock.
Right away, I look around. I'm not here to watch. I mean, insert player here, Nikola Mirotic going up against Zubac.
See, that's a front runner fan.
Oh wow!
The way you and Gary are thinking, that's front runner. Yeah, front
runner.
What
are you, Leroy?
I'm just a fan. I don't. It doesn't have to be a certain way for me to go. I'm gonna go. Okay, who plays? I see jerseys
so
up and down.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
Let me get this straight. You're okay with Giannis and LeBron being
out? I don't care.
Go get
so would you like to see those two go at it?
I've seen them play before.
I know you have, but that's not what I asked. Yeah. I know you have.
I don't care.
But would you like to see them play each other?
No.
You need to stop.
See, no, no.
You need to stop, Leroy. You need 414. What's our phone number?
414-799-1250.
Call up. Let me know about Leroy. You need to stop, man.
You guys are just so blindsided.
You can say you'd rather see LeBron and Giannis.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
See it again.
That's why
I'm paying my money.
We ain't going to see it, though. That's why I'm not disappointed.
It don't matter. I ask you what you disappointed or not.
And you, I can't give you my answer?
I asked you that. Oh,
you don't like my answer.
I ain't asked you that.
I don't care.
You need to stop.
I don't care.
What time is it?
2:07.
You know that's beginning to be my new thing with him now, right?
What?
You need to stop.
I just tell the truth.
That ain't the truth.
You may not like the truth.
That ain't the truth.
I don't care.
T-R-U-F-L is not.
Since
you
birth. They're in my backyard going to see them. Whether LeBron there or not.
Need to stop, Leroy.
I don't care whether or not they're going to win or not.
They ain't got nothing to do with it. That's they got nothing to do with it.
Well, what
do
they got to do with it?
I want to see LeBron. They can lose. I want to see LeBron.
So you're not
I want to see Giannis. They can lose.
So
I don't care.
So you're not
I
want to
see the players. I'm about seeing players.
So if they're not there, you're going to boycott the game?
No, I ain't never said that.
So we agree.
No, we don't.
We just go regardless.
No, we don't. We don't agree.
What you get is totally different.
You are saying.
Go regardless.
I don't need to see LeBron. I don't need to see
you. I'm not disappointed. If my son, which he can't, it's a school night. If he wanted to come and see LeBron and he's disappointed, I'll show it to him on YouTube.
I'm
not finna go on my social media and just rip the Lakers Bucks because my son didn't get a chance to see Giannis LeBron play. Stop it, people.
Who said you were doing that?
You know it's people like that.
Well, yeah, there is.
I got my son. I demanded you play these guys. Steve, you know it too. Stop it. I can't believe they're not playing LeBron on the road. He has a growing injury. Suck it up so my son can see these two guys play.
That's not what I'm talking about, though.
I told you yesterday LeBron wasn't going to play. I don't care.
I
said, you watch, he won't play Milwaukee.
Care.
It's Milwaukee. He don't want to come to Milwaukee.
I don't blame him. I mean, that's why I got to look bigger than LeBron. It's the purple and gold, okay? And it's the green and whatever.
Man, you're sweating. You all right?
I was going to say.
I'm about to switch. Don't take my top off.
I'm just so glad I'm not the one sweating.
He is glistening. Normally, it's just Big Tosh sweating.
I've never seen
Leroy sweat.
He's dabbing it off, too. Oh, it's right in the eyes, too. Y'all right, man?
You got makeup on?
Why don't you take your jacket off or something?
Aaron Garrett did the Spectrum News One show today.
Oh, okay.
Man, I took his shirt off.
414-799-1250.
That was a fun start.
Is it even more important to rest Giannis now? He's being rested tonight with an ankle injury. I think you could have called it load management.
So
I think you
could have
called it knee.
So
I think you could have called it just about anything.
Yesterday?
What?
We talked Bucks for 2 hours yesterday, Joe, from 2 to 4.
Yesterday. Why is that a big issue?
2 hours.
We talked two and a half hours of Bucks today.
Well, nobody listened to y'all. Two and a half hours of Bill Michaels today.
Don't nobody listen to y'all.
2 hours yesterday, Joe.
Joe,
what was your jump off?
Hey, you can't.
Joe, grab a mic. Come on, man. You're a producer.
Yeah,
you're not going to get.
Joe,
no, Sparky, you need yours. No, Sparky, you need yours.
What was your jump off today, Joe?
Joe ain't got a jump off. He's married.
What are you talking about?
What was your jump off? Your topic? What was your jump?
Are you mad or upset that national broadcasters say that fans at Pfizer and Forum are quiet?
Oh, my God. Y'all are the most sensitive people I've seen in my life.
And then Bill had another thing where he went off on Bucks fans yesterday on this show calling in saying that they're bored when they're at games.
Oh, Garrett said that. That's Garrett's thing. Oh, that's why you want to
Joe
to
you're
say
just
that.
Basking. Man, shut up. This guy is trying to bask in the glove.
I was trying to see Joe say I was a jump off, but he didn't.
Hey, Gary. We talked Bucks today for 2.5 hours.
He didn't
want
to go there. I was trying to get Joe to tell me I was a jump off. But he,
unbelievable.
Hey, you know, it's a team.
It is.
One team, one dream.
Yeah, he was trying to. Joe, congratulations, though.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That is awesome, man.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
We haven't been able to say that on the show.
Yeah, I'm proud of you.
Free call for
you just don't know how proud I am of you. How are you kids growing up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I'm almost 30.
Well, it don't matter when you do it. Just do it. Right?
Yeah, good for you.
Why are you looking at me?
For your next.
Hell no. I can tell you that.
He's got a story for you in the break. I'll tell you that.
Staff member that's going to get hitched. You think?
Rami's next.
Well, this joke will weigh out.
But. Yeah.
Yeah, that's not happening for quite some time. 414-799-1250. We're talking about Giannis. We're talking about LeBron. We're talking about resting players in the NBA. Leroy clearly has no problem with it whatsoever. He's going to be at the game tonight. He is a little bit different. But I
no one cares.
But I think there's a reason why, and I'm going to crack that code here coming up in a couple of minutes. But with the Malcolm Brogdon injury, and Sparky, this is why I asked the question of, is it more important now to rest Giannis, understanding that, I mean, we saw what happened against Philadelphia. Granted, you shot 16 of 50 from downtown, and everybody else in the starting lineup outside of the 52 from Giannis basically decided to play it like an intramural game. But you're without Malcolm Brogdon now for the next 6 to 8 weeks. Is it more important now to give Giannis this rest the last 12 games of the regular season, understanding that you're going to go into that first round at least without Malcolm Brogdon?
It was important before this. I said a couple weeks ago they should be start resting him. Anytime you play a crappy team like the Lakers, he shouldn't play. And then after this crappy team is Cleveland. He don't need to play in that game either. I mean, you just there's no need to continue to play him in games in which, again, and in my opinion, you don't need him to win a basketball game. You don't need him tonight, so rest him. Now, I'm guessing because it's Marcus Johnson's jersey retirement this weekend on Sunday that he'll play in that game against Cleveland. Because it is the retirement jersey, Marcus Johnson. I'm assuming he's not going to miss that and be out there and participating that day. But for the most part, if you're not playing a good team, I wouldn't play him. I just wouldn't. I don't think it's that big of a deal. And now Toronto has Kyle Lowry hurt, and they're the team that was chasing you. So with Kyle Lowry hurt now, and you've got Malcolm Brogdon hurt, it's even up. I don't think Toronto can catch the Bucks for that one seed now. I think they pretty much got it locked up. So all they got to do now is just play out, stay healthy. As we talked about yesterday, you cannot afford another injury on this basketball team to one of your top three or top four players. Just can't have it.
But the best thing is that you still are playing, as you spoke to, a team that is clearly out of playoff contention in the West at 31-39 in the LA Lakers. And all intents and purposes, even though you don't have DiVincenzo, you don't have Sterling Brown, you don't have Giannis, you still should be able to win and get some free food from Wendy's tomorrow with a purchase of a drink.
Yeah, I would think so, wouldn't you?
Well, I'm putting the show pot through, so but, I mean, think we'll be all good.
It's the Bucks against the Lakers tonight. No Giannis, no LeBron. Is this a game the Bucks should win?
Yes. Every day and twice on Sundays, even though I hate Sunday NBA games.
So you feel pretty good about that?
Very good. Actually, 7.5 points good.
Okay. I'm just interested. Hey, everybody, listen up. So when we always talk about this, when the Bucks win, you win deal from Wendy's, it is no different now than it's ever been. If the Bucks win tonight against the Lakers, and we all assume they will, Chris Middleton better play better, then you win tomorrow at Wendy's. You have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's to get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. So every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. So make sure to take advantage of that tonight after the Bucks win or tomorrow after the Bucks win.
414-799-1250. Is it more important to rest Giannis now? And the conversation maybe changes to where the game is. Wendy's Big Show.
It's got to be professional. We're a team out here. So, I mean, if a guy goes down, it's got to be a group effort, you know, to pull it together. I mean, we've been through stretches like that when we've had key players down or out. So it's not just going to be on one person, two people. It's going to be everybody to kind of fill that void.
There's Chris Middleton after the Bucks fall 135-125 a couple of days ago on a Sunday game to the Philadelphia 76ers. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Baby Tausch with you till 6 o'clock, Wendy's Big Show. What's going on, Gary?
Y'all good? Steve.
Oh, everybody's all good, right? Yeah. Leroy, you calm down. You stop sweating. I'm glad you took your jacket off.
Yeah, I'm good.
You're not beating up like I usually am up there. So also, I do have to apologize to my other degenerate friends. It's 11 and a half. I misspoke tonight. 11 and a half The point spread for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Oh,
and
okay,
yes,
not 7.5.
And yes, I will be taking the Bucks with the 11.5 points. Thank you very much, any day and twice on Sundays. 414-799-1250. Is it more important now to rest Giannis with the absence of Malcolm Brogdon? Leroy, now you have no problem with players resting.
Nope.
But in this sense, when you know that you're going to have another player who is as vital as Malcolm is, Gary, to that lineup and to the team offensive structure as a whole, is it more important now to give Giannis these breaks in front of a series, two series, three series, where he is going to have to work like he did against the Sixers the other day?
Yeah, I mean, no doubt, okay, am I saying that, would I rather go to this game and see Giannis and LeBron play, okay? I mean, as a fan, no. I mean, I would love to see that. And that's why I'm going, okay? I mean, otherwise, I mean, you're talking two of the greatest players in the NBA right now.
When you buy the tickets, that's what you see. That's the cover.
That's the cover. I mean, and that's what they're selling you, too. The NBA is selling you that. The NBA, more than any other, I think, other three major league sports, they tell you, come see Giannis and the Bucks. Come see LeBron and the Lakers.
And we're going to get into some of that later on when we talk about the richest contract in sports history.
Right. I mean, they promote that, I think, more than any other the three major sports out here. And so when you're buying that ticket because they're promoting that, that's what you're expecting to see. But from a standpoint of a real fan, like if you understand what the pie in the sky and what's out there for your team, yeah. You saw him go down on the night with his foot. I thought it was broken, okay? And they should be able to beat the Lakers with what they have right now with Giannis. It is crucial that Giannis gets some rest. Now, LeBron, I have no idea why they're not playing LeBron because he's LeBron. But for my team, for Giannis, yes, I'm all in on it that he's sitting. Do I want to see him play? Yes. But I see the big picture. And the big picture is to have Giannis ready for the playoffs.
Let's go to John in Oak Creek. You're first up on the Fan. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm in agreement. I'm in agreement with you guys. They need to rest Giannis now through the rest of the season. Give him his give him an occasional day off, and then you know, maybe cut back at his minutes, and then start playing some of the backups more, like DJ Wilson. And then to compensate for Malcolm Brogdon, what they should do is start playing that DiVincenzo more, him and George Hill. Start putting those guys in. Let those guys get their minutes in to make up the slack for Malcolm Brogdon. And by the way, I didn't like them waving that Christian Wood. I think they should have not have done that. I know they picked up this journeyman guard to help out, but I would prefer that to get Christian Wood back on the team. That guy's got too much talent, and he's a big man, and they could definitely use him back on the team.
All right, I appreciate it, John. Thanks.
Yeah, he got talent in G League, but not with the big boys. That's the only thing.
I heard a conversation earlier today among some people, and they were saying that Christian Wood could have been like a top 15 pick if he was coming out of college now. Yeah, he would be as a 24-year-old. Yeah. I mean, he as a developed grown man, like that kind of helps your stock, which is weird though in this league because you're still drafting dudes that are 18, 19 years old because you're based off of potential in this league.
Mm-hmm.
And the potential that you can make. Look at Malcolm Brogdon was as polished of a product as possible in college, and he goes in the second round all but because of the foot injury as well.
Right, right.
That's flared up on him now. Leroy, when you're looking at this team as a unit, it's understandable to say that they have struggled the most in the last 2.5 weeks than they have really throughout the entire year. Is it concerning to you to rest Giannis at this point with 12 games left, even though you are essentially, as Steve said, locked up in that number one seed?
It has a lot to do with a lot of things. The coaching staff have to understand that Giannis only plays one way. He's going to be in the paint. He's going to be dunking on people. He's going to be playing real violently. So it's always going to be, you know, make it injured. But you don't play games like that. You just play him. The guy's still 25, 26? And then a lot of it has to do with what never gets reported. I would talk to my player and see what he thinks. You know, I was, you know, sit down with the trainer. And matter of fact, I would do it all with all the guys and see how these guys are feeling. Because you think about it, this is a long schedule. And you're about to, you know, embark on the playoffs, and you want to be as fresh as possible. Now, the NFL is a little bit different. Once they have everything sewed up, they rest guys. But they still get backlash for it because, people don't want to talk about it, but people want to see these guys play.
Well, and especially at home.
That's what people want to see them play.
I think that's where frustration lies, Sparky. And you would know more than anybody hosting the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Are you okay that they're resting him at home amidst this run towards the playoffs?
Yeah, and that's the thing. You know, when San Antonio was doing all this crap and LeBron was doing this crap and they were resting him on the road only and then they'd play him at home, I was the guy that was saying, look, if you're going to rest your star player just to rest your star player for later in the year, then you should have to rest him at home. You shouldn't be able to rest him on the road. That's how it should be done.
I agree.
Okay? But.
What reason? Why would you? Reasons because?
Because if you're talking about a superstar player, you only get so many opportunities to see those guys on the road.
Correct.
LA makes one trip here. That's it. So now those people that spent all that money. I was talking to a friend of mine today. He sold his tickets for tonight's game for $200 a piece at the beginning of the season because he had figured that this could happen later in the season. So he got rid of them early on in the season and made a bunch of money off of them. And now those people that spent $200 for those tickets get screwed because if they were Laker fans, and we don't know if they're Bucks or Laker fans, but if they were Laker fans going to see LeBron, that's out. And you're not going to see Ingram either because he's out. You're not going to see anybody. So Kuzma, is he playing still? Is Kuzma playing still or is he hurt?
Who cares? Yeah, he's back.
I'm just saying if there's anybody worth watching on that team.
Aren't you excited to see Josh Hart?
Nobody's worth watching on that team.
I thought you liked Kuzma.
I do, but I'm just saying for like a Bucks fan, they don't want
to
see.
I mean, I'm pretty excited to see Bucknell's finest, Mike Muscala.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Like, that's how they were promoting it on NBA radio today. See Mike Muscala versus Chris Middleton. That's how, because it's on NBA radio tonight, this game.
Yeah, and
that's
NBA TV. Yep.
Yeah, they were promoting it on NBA radio. See here, Mike Muscala versus Chris Middleton tonight, an exciting Bucks-Lakers matchup. So, I mean, that sucks from that perspective. But in this situation, I think Giannis's knee is a real situation and something that they have to take care of. It's different than saying a stupid load management term of there's nothing wrong with him, we're just resting him. I mean, that's a little bit different now. Gary's looking at me. Now, I realize you can fake something, right?
Sure you can.
Ankle's a little sprained. He rolled it in practice, so he's going to be out. So you can make something up, I guess, to get away from that. But San Antonio was just blatantly telling you they're old, and I'm resting Ginobili, Parker, and Duncan, and they're not even traveling to Milwaukee. So too bad. They're not even making the trip. And LeBron, he needs rest. I'm not playing him. That's exactly what was happening. Right. There's nothing wrong with Anthony Davis. And they're not playing that dude on back-to-backs, and they're only playing him 20-some minutes a night. Nothing wrong with that dude at all. Right. There's nothing wrong with LeBron either. And they're not playing him tonight just because.
LeBron got a groin injury.
Sure. So, I mean, it is. Was it from the block shot? Is that when he got it, when he went up and got blocked? Is that when he heard it?
I don't know. Go to his page.
I mean, that looked like a kick in the...
He looked fine to me.
Out with a bruised ego.
Yeah, right. But that's what I'm saying. So, again, I don't have a problem with it, obviously, because it's our guy, right? And I think the knee is serious. This has been going on for a while, all
sure.
year long. So I don't have as big of an issue with it. And this is a team that's in the postseason run right now, trying to hold on to a one seed.
And Gary trying to get a ring.
Well, everybody's trying to get a ring, seem like these days. My good friend Joe Zenzola.
Yeah, not everybody, but some people are, yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's a season of love.
Yeah. It is in the season of love. Well, if it's a season of love, my good friend Dean Murray has a lot of love. There's a lot of love at the Jury Center right now, folks.
What in the world's going on?
Yeah.
That was nice. That was nice. Right? You got a very white voice.
Yeah. I feel like that. It's going to be like love songs
for sure.
With Gary Ellerson on the mix.
Hey, on the mix.
Yeah, from midnight to what? Six in the Quiet Storm.
Look at you, Leroy.
Look at you.
The Quiet Storm,
yeah,
Leroy.
Yeah.
You know who used to do that here?
There's a lot of kids here because of that.
You know who used to do that here, right?
What was the Quiet Storm?
That was on another station.
Don't worry about it.
Mo. Mo was
really,
yeah.
Oh,
Jim Morales.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
dude.
Nice.
Women love them some Jim Morales back in
had
the day.
Had the Quiet Storm back in the day.
That was back when radio dudes had groupies and stuff.
Yeah,
and that dude. Woo-wee.
I don't know, man. I see Mo walk out of this place. He still's got some groupies.
Well, okay, fine, but
allegedly.
I'm just saying. Allegedly. Back then, it was really at a whole different level.
Guys, my good friends at Jury Center, I was talking to Dean Murray. Here's what he's got going on for you guys. You know, they've got this new deal going on right now with Shop Pandora Jewelry and Step Into Spring with Style and Sparkle. And don't miss the Save More event from March 21st through the 25th. It's a big deal. Spend $150, save $40. Spend $250, save $80. Or spend $400 more and save $160. Discover
our newest selection of Wishbone-inspired jewelry, hand-finished in sterling silver, Pandora rose or 18-karat gold plated Pandora shine. Guys, or you can explore the endless assortment of dazzling, iconic classics. This March, more sparkles means more savings. Shop Pandora Jewelry now only at this Jewelry Center located on 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield off of Blue Mountain Road and Tri-City National Bank Building right on the second floor in their new location in Burlington, Wisconsin.
If you're a teacher, just go to shoptjc.com. It's a surprise waiting for you. Just sign up and you get a chance to do something. Have some fun. So just go to shoptjc.com/teachers.
Conversation with Tom Oates comes up in 15 minutes. We're back well before then. Keep it locked. Wendy's Big Show on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. Wendy's Big Show on The Fan, Leroy Butler, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Yellerson, Baby Tausch, Anthony Mandela, intern Mother Plucker on the other side at 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Hey, I got a question.
Go ahead.
So you guys are athletes, far more than I ever was. So did you guys take whey protein at any point?
Yeah, a little bit. I
like whey protein shakes, whatever else? Have you ever heard of PB powder? Peanut butter powder?
Mm-hmm.
I saw it at the store today. Never had that? Or did have it?
I never
had
much
it.
Of it, no.
I wondered if it did the same thing or somewhere along the lines of like whey protein. Because they were both in the same section. They were side by side with one another. Now, I've always seen whey protein. I used to use Leroy Butler's whey protein back in the day when he had his own whey protein shake. You didn't know that?
What?
Yeah, dude. They have big jugs free, of whey protein back free. In the day.
No, Steve paid for his, cuz.
I don't think Steve ever paid for anything.
Steve, was your whey protein shake free? I think you paid for it.
Your no, he didn't pay for that.
No, I think Leroy gave it to me. Yeah.
I don't charge y'all for anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's back in the day, like 20 years ago?
No, when I was in West Dallas.
I haven't been here 20 years.
So like 10 years ago?
Since he's been here.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, like 7 to 10 years ago, something like that.
You were sitting right there.
I thought you were saying when you were like, when he was playing, you know, back in
96. No.
And had like a whey protein or something with his name on.
Dude, I always heard rumors about Leroy that like you'd pull up to like an autograph stop and you'd have like a big old white like moving truck and you'd like open up the back of it and you have all your merchandise on
for
sale.
No, that's my car.
While you were doing the autograph then.
Well, he's downsized.
He downsized out from his play days.
He downsized
a little bit now, guys. He streamlined it.
Yeah, he streamlined it. More efficient.
You can go on the website and pay shipping if you want.
Yeah, he got a website
now. I cut the shipping costs out, cuz.
Yeah, he got a website.
Yeah, shipping costs. I make that a little extra $2.
He's got a website and all that stuff now. He's a real entrepreneur.
He's his own FedEx.
Hey, come on, cuz. LLC, you know, all that stuff. I don't want you to know what that stuff means.
How many players do it now?
What's that?
The guys who play with me. All of them do it now.
Oh, well, all them jokers, yeah.
But you were out in front of them.
But they don't do it like you, Leroy. They don't do it like you because all these other guys.
We haven't seen
them. And I ain't mad at them. All these other guys, they depend on a lot of other people.
Yeah, that's
the middleman. Leroy ain't trying to do nothing.
No, he's cutting all that out.
Yeah, let me get it. Mm-hmm.
I'm past the same.
Let me hold all of that. All of that money.
Give it all to me. I don't need this other joker here. Let me have it.
That's why he's my guy.
That's why he's my guy.
You guys both taught me a valuable lesson.
I never use it. Are you using protein shake?
Whey protein? I did back when I was with him.
No, I'm saying, why are you asking?
Well, for K,
using whey protein?
Yes, because it does. It's great for blood sugar. It lowers blood sugar levels and stuff like that. Did you know that?
Well, they got that glaucoma or whatever. Is it glaucoma?
No, it's not glaucoma.
I'm pretty sure that's not it.
Glucose?
It's definitely not glaucoma.
Glaucoma, glucemia, or... Yeah. Is that what it's called?
No, man.
What's it called, man?
Why is everyone looking at me?
You're the smart one. Guy.
Yeah, you're the smart guy.
I'm not a damn doctor.
Yeah, glucoma, glucoma or something.
Glucose is what is what sugar
no,
is.
No, it's like a shake. It's like
sugar.
A shake you can drink, and it keeps you regulated.
Activia.
Is that what it's called?
It could be,
that's yogurt, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yeah,
stuff.
Activity, yeah. But no, it's a glucema, glue. Yeah.
Somebody will let us know.
So apparently, the whey protein does that. And then I saw this PB powder today, and I've never heard of anybody actually taking it.
Well, I think a lot of it's like meal replacement.
But like, there's no sugar. It's high in protein because peanut butter is high in protein and all of that. I just wondered if it was similar to what whey protein did. Because, you know, we got people that listen that are athletes that take all the stuff in order to get bigger. So you did whey protein shakes?
Yeah, a little bit.
But you didn't,
Gary? I wasn't huge.
No, I didn't.
Did they not have whey protein shakes for you back in the day?
I didn't need any of that stuff.
So they had that back in the 80s, too?
Yeah.
I didn't know when it started.
Oh, yeah, they had. They had a lot of stuff.
Now, were people doing, like, the pre-workout and stuff like that before you guys were, when you guys were playing?
Well, with the cool down, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You got to have a cooling down so you don't go home and cramp up. So they give you shakes for that, too.
Well, they gave them to us. Yeah,
they say just drink it. You don't know what's in it, to be honest.
The team issue. Gave you all that stuff.
See, now the difference between D3 was then we would go and look at what they were doing on like Instagram, and then we'd go to GNC and then buy it.
That's so you're saying at Wisconsin they did this too, and at Florida State and college they did it too.
Team issue in Green Bay,
right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in the pros, I figured it.
And that's why, like a lot of these guys, you don't even know what you're drinking, okay? And
true.
You don't even know what they're giving you. Pills. I mean, you're just they're telling you, take this. Because it's good for whatever, and you just take it.
And you hope they're not leading you astray.
Well, like those guys from Clemson.
Right.
You really don't know.
You just do it because coach said.
Well, if you get busted, in the union it says that whatever you put in your body, you're responsible for.
You're responsible for, right. Yep.
Even
absolutely.
If you got it from the team.
Even if you got it from the team, yes. Because it's up to them to know all the – well, that's what happened with those boys from Clemson.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that was –
whatever. And they don't know. Now, all of them didn't get busted, so I don't know what they were giving those guys.
And in certain instances, I think, you know, there could be outliers. But, like, in the case of when we were taking stuff and we were learning, we had a bunch of nerds on our team, too. So, like, they knew every single part of like, every active ingredient that was in there. Mm-hmm. Ingredient. That you would be able to find. So we were always safe. But no one was really drug tested.
Glucosamine. Is that what you were trying to say?
Yeah, that's what it is.
My buddy Jim just texted me. Glucosamine.
I said glucosamine.
Well, everybody was laughing too hard. I probably didn't hear you.
Glucoma. She can drink that glucoma. She go drink some glucoma.
No. That's what the medicinal stuff is for.
That's for the joints and stuff.
Mike's on the south side. You're right about that.
Yeah, Mike, go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, guys, can you hear me pretty good?
Yeah, fantastic, Mike.
Oh, our Glucerna. There's a Glucerna shake.
Glucerna, that's it, too.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mike.
What about them cheese balls, you know, in the big jug from Pick and Save? You ever try those?
Yeah, those help you, too, on recovery days. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I wanted to talk about, I talked to Sparky on the post game one night about resting Giannis.
Right.
And I totally agreed with him. And, I look at the barometer games. I know Houston's coming up and Oklahoma City, and I'm leaving somebody out, a West Coast team. I don't know if it's Golden State, but do you see them missing the big games like that? Or
no.
I don't either. So maybe another scrub game like Miami?
Yeah, I think, Miami's not – Miami's a playoff team. You may see Miami in the playoffs. So you got to be careful as far as I'm concerned. Now, I don't know what they think over there. I'm just saying for me, anytime you play a team that you could see in the playoffs, he's playing if he's able. You know, if his knee's swollen, then obviously not. So this is the remaining schedule. They're home versus the Lakers, not playing tonight. Neither is LeBron. So if you're going to the game, try and sell your ticket to somebody that doesn't know yet. At Cleveland what? Did I say that out loud? Wednesday at Cleveland – there's no reason to play him tomorrow night in Cleveland.
That's exactly
either.
What I would do.
If I'm Giannis, if I'm the Bucks, he's not playing tonight or tomorrow night. He's resting. Then Friday, home against Miami. Okay. Sunday versus Cleveland. Tuesday versus Houston. He's going to play against the Rockets. Thursday, the 28th versus the Clippers. Sunday, March 31st at the Hawks. No. Monday, April 1st at Brooklyn. If they're still in it, I'm assuming they will be. Probably. Thursday, April 4th at Philly, for sure he's playing. Saturday, April 6th, home against Brooklyn, yep. Sunday, April 7th, second to last game against the Hawks, no chance. And Wednesday, April 10th, I'll tell you right now, I'm not playing him in that game either.
What against Oklahoma City?
Nope. This last game of the year, it means nothing. They should have the one seed sewn up, home court sewn up. That game means nothing. If I can rest him Sunday the 7th, all the way through that following week, that for that whole week, and give him a week off to rest that knee, I'm going to take that the opportunity and do it.
But in that same vein, are you going to take that opportunity to rest your other starters?
Great point.
As a Chris Middleton or an Eric Bledsoe? Eric Bledsoe is the oldest out of all these guys at 30 years old.
Not as much.
Okay.
Not as much as Giannis.
Minutes restriction is what you're saying.
Sure, but I'm not resting him as much as Giannis. I mean, I may give him a day off here or there, but I'm not giving him as many days off as Giannis. Now, against Oklahoma City, you can play the whole bench. I don't really care. Against Atlanta, too. If you want to rest your starting five for the last week of the season, go right ahead.
Leroy?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I also want to be careful with the league, though, because a lot of these games, I don't know a lot of them, but a few of them are going to be on national televised games. And it's going to make them look bad, too, because the viewership is going to go down. But I would put a lot of the faith into the head coach and the staff. They kind of know how they want to do this down the stretch. I mean, they've been practicing for this in their head over and over again. Having the number one seed, if it's very, very important to them, they're going to do it a certain way. If they feel like, you know, we can extend that lead, or for some reason we may lose that lead, they're going to coach accordingly. But I think, Baby Tosh, that's a great point. Sometimes you may have to rest Middleton when Giannis is playing, you know, stuff like that. You got to figure this out. But you want the whole team to be fresh, but at the same time, when the playoff comes, it's a whole nother ball game. So I'm telling you, I know y'all don't want to admit it, but some guy going to have his kid there tonight, and the kid's going to be crying because Giannis – and LeBron not playing.
Oh, dad, yeah, no, for sure he will.
That
dad
got looked out and said, hey, man, this is how they rest players. That kid, I ain't trying to hear that. I got a school. I'm going to be up past my bedtime, and I want to see the two best players in the world. And you got to explain it to them. And you got to say, hey, man, listen, we came in to support the teams. If they play great, if they don't, we're going to have a great time, just me and you, son. And I know that sounds cheesy to people, but that's the way you got to explain to kids. They don't want to hear this rest stuff. I want to see Giannis. This is the only game I'm going to tonight, and he's not playing. So you may see some people walk out. You may see some people leave.
You might see some people just not even show up.
It may be some NPCs.
Right. Because
if you got that kind of money.
Well, I mean, that will be stupid for people. If you pay for those tickets,
go.
It would be stupid not
to
show up.
Right, go. Just go have a good time. Yeah,
now, if you want to leave at halftime, I get it.
That's fine.
Okay.
Yeah, fine.
But if you paid it, you paid your money, you got to go.
That's what I did with the finals Packer game of the year. Yeah. Same thing.
The Pfizer Forum is a great atmosphere. I don't care about who's quiet and who's loud. It's a great atmosphere. And the food is on point.
Yeah, I don't know about all that. I don't really.
I've been trying not to eat
as much, Leroy. I'm trying to cut down. I didn't even have one piece of that cake yesterday.
Good for you. They got healthy stuff in there, too. And sir, you don't have to go for the burgers and all. They got other stuff.
Yeah, no. If I'm going to eat, I'm going to eat. Yeah, well, we're talking to Tom Oates coming up next. Wisconsin State Journal. OC. 2-5 seeds in the NCAA tournament. Marquette.
The real T.O.
And your Wisconsin Badgers. Tom Oates coming up next on the Wendy's Big Show. Big Show on the Fan. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson, Leroy Butler, Baby Tausch with you until 6 o'clock here on the Fan. Anthony Mandela on the other side, and now joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, an absolute institution in sports journalism in the state of Wisconsin. Tom Oates joins us from the Wisconsin State Journal. Oates, appreciate the time.
My pleasure.
And one heck of a week as we start up one of the most exciting weeks in sports with the NCAA tournament. Any surprise on your stand or your view of a 5 seed for the Badgers?
No, I thought how long they'd be a 4 or 5. They had one little bad stretch right after New Year's, where they lost a non-conference game that never should have been scheduled. And then I think they lost, three of their first four or four of their first 5 Big Ten games. But other than that, they've been pretty steady. Their offense really hasn't improved over the course of the year very much or smoothed out. They're really good at times, but it's only in short stretches. So I thought, given the way the rest of the field looks, which I don't think this is a great year for college basketball, I thought a 4 or 5. And the reality is there's not a great difference between a 4 and a 5.
Well, push this back a little bit, Oates. You said it never should have been scheduled. What game was that?
Western Kentucky.
Why shouldn't
Barry Alvarez scheduled that game as part of a football package deal to get Western Kentucky to come here in football. And Western Kentucky is historically a very, very strong program and is pretty decent this year. They didn't have quite as good a year as everybody thought they would. But that's a game between Christmas and New Year's on the road against a really good opponent where you're the first Big Ten team to come in there since the 1960s.
What?
That's a trap game that no basketball coach in the country would schedule. And Greg Gard was the interim coach at the time that was scheduled. Obviously, as the interim coach, he didn't have a lot of say in it. So he hasn't made a big stink out of it, but the fact is that was just a trap game that they were sent into. But, you know, even that game and all the games they've lost, they've been close in a lot of those games late in the game. They haven't been blown out all year. They've been pretty steady. If they could ever smooth out their offense, and it's not looking like they ever will, but if they ever could, they'd have a pretty good team.
You know, going back to when Gard was hired, when they hired Chris, you knew that was a Barry hire, right? That was Barry's guy. When they had Greg Gard, that was Bo Ryan was campaigning to get Greg Gard that job, and Barry wasn't jumping right away, and then eventually gave him the job. How is their working relationship?
Oh, I think it's fine. I think Barry waited that first year, and that team, you'll remember, had some rocky times in the middle of the season as well, or actually early in the season. I think they were 6-4 under Bo, and weren't operating very efficiently. And if you remember, that team came on really strong and from about February 1 on and ended up in the Sweet 16. It was a terrific coaching job to bring them back and get them playing that way. And I think that's what impressed Alvarez more than anything was that he saw that Greg Gard could take this group of players and make it better over the course of the season, which is, you know, a pretty good chunk of what coaching is all about.
Talking with Tom Oates of the Wisconsin State Journal here on the Wendy's Big Show. Tom, Ethan Happ and Khalil Iverson both wrapping up their 10 years at Wisconsin, their careers there with the Badgers. Just what has Ethan Happ done in his time there? The statistics and the counting stats are unreal. But when we have conversations on the streets and on here on the show, a lot of people just feel like there's been something left to be desired with his career.
Well, I don't know really how you could say that. He's a terrific all-around player who impacts the game all over the floor, offensively, defensively, on the boards in any number of ways. I think people have seized on the fact that he's not a very good free throw shooter, and it hasn't improved. And, you know, free throw shooting is one of those things that all of us look at and go, "Ah, we can do that." You know, and maybe we can in the gym all alone shooting 50 free throws in a row. We could probably shoot better than that. But, you know, when you're in a game and you're tired and you're only sporadically going to the free throw line, and he doesn't shoot from the outside anyway as part of the offense, so they've seized on that and for some reason want to run him down when if you look at all the ways he impacts a game, he's just and really the number of wins they've had with him in the starting lineup, he's had a terrific career.
Hey, Oates, let me change for a second. Hornibrook going to Florida State, I was kind of excited because we had no quarterbacks that was polished enough to win 26 games and lose 6. What is Florida State getting in Hornibrook?
Well, Leroy, I have to tell you,
be honest, OC. Don't sugarcoat it.
Oh man,
don't sugarcoat it, OC. Be honest.
He's a pretty good quarterback when everything goes according to script. Okay.
How about that?
When he can stand back, plant his foot, and throw the ball, he's not bad. He's accurate. He's got a decent arm when he plants his foot. It's when things get off script that it really goes haywire, and his arm strength goes from 60 to 0 very quickly when he doesn't have his feet set underneath him. So if you give him good protection, I think he can be a very good quarterback. Now,
not a very good quarterback. I think he can be a real solid college quarterback. And at times in his career over here, he has been a real solid college quarterback. The interceptions, of course, are the big thing, and a lot of those have occurred on plays where he's moved his feet and tried to make throws that he just shouldn't have tried to make. The only question I have is, he's going from one of the best offensive lines in the country to one of the worst offensive lines.
Now, that's true.
And obviously, Leroy, you know way more about Florida State than I do, but they did not have a very good offensive line last year. And if that doesn't improve, I don't see him thriving down there.
No, not at all. Can I get back to basketball, Leroy? Is that okay?
Well, I was going to ask him, should I start Murchie from day one, or should I go through and back up?
Let me get back to basketball real quick because he had an article.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead. Say this and say that.
In response to Leroy's question,
well, of course.
I had school way out on Long Island and was not a very sophisticated quarterback when he came here. Now they've put in several years of work on him, and I think with his growing understanding of the offense, I think they at least have to give him a long look see.
Oh, come on. Oh, why you do that,
man?
Sparky just got up and walked out the room.
I'm going with it.
The offense is a little more complicated than it was when you were over here.
Well, I know. I'm okay with it. I know the Badger way, but Sparky just got up and walked out, I think.
If Grant Merce doesn't start.
Man, he's supposed to start. What do you mean if he starts, Steve?
Well, this is Wisconsin, Leroy.
Man, I ain't going to
tell
that.
Tell Ozzie what you're going to say.
I ain't going to. If he'll start.
He should be fired.
I do think this. I think he will be given a chance.
A chance.
Especially since he's participating in spring ball and may get a little bit of a head start on this whole thing, depending on how advanced he is. And, you know, he played on a big high school in Kansas that was in the state championship game. I can't remember if they won or not. But so he's obviously played in a pretty good system. So I do think if he comes in here and learns the offense, I don't see any reason why he couldn't. But, you don't just run a modern college offense walking right in the door.
Oh, he can do it.
Seen it from other programs.
Well, he'll get a chance. And, I think that's, if Hornibrook had stayed, or let's say Hornibrook had a good year last year, I don't think that he would have had a chance.
I could have won the lottery, too. But, look, I mean, this is the thing. Barry Alvarez is King Barry for a reason, right? And this is the one instance, and normally I'm totally against guys stepping on coaches' toes and staying out of it, but this is the one instance where Barry Alvarez walked down there and said he's starting. I'd be like, okay, fine. Yeah, I'm down with that. Fine, we're going to start him. And if we sacrificed a little bit this year in the process of him learning, fine. But you have the most talented quarterback, arguably a pocket passer in the country on your roster, and to say, we're not going to play him because we're going to play some other guys that aren't more talented than him. To me,
they threw the ball 11 times.
Right. I mean, I get the Wisconsin philosophy. I'm not going to sit here and argue about what Wisconsin does, that it's not about national championships.
That'll make it
right, it's about graduating kids and working hard and guts and da-da-da-da-da.
It's about developing a program and having a chance to win the conference title.
High-energy guy, yes. Right? I get a
conference title.
Right, I get what
they try to hit it.
I get what they are, man, but I love this kid a lot. So
Here's the deal. Next year, if they start Mertz, and they're running 30% of their offense because that's all he's grasped, I don't want to hear those people up in the stands complaining that they're running
Agreed.
A simplified offense.
Agreed. No, if they play Mertz because and they struggle, then you got to shut up. Yes.
Because Hornibrook had the same problem. Over the course of his 3 years as a starter, they added more and more offense. Now, all I'm saying is it's not that easy to walk in and run a college offense nowadays, and a quarterback who isn't fully up to speed in the offense severely limits the play caller and the game planner. So,
but how good is the running back?
Oh, the running back's terrific.
How good is the offensive line going to be?
It'll be good. It won't be as good as it's been the last 2 years just due to inexperience, but there's tremendous talent there.
Okay. So, I mean, that should take some pressure off of that quarterback.
It hasn't really blossomed. I do think they have an outstanding tight end. So, but again, Mertz's ability to comprehend the offense will be the biggest determining factor in all of this. And And that's something nobody knows right now, or at least outside the program.
To be honest with you, I thought we were getting on to talk college basketball.
No, we are. I didn't know we were doing this. Well, Leroy let us in. All right, but, yeah. So we don't get back to this book. I got two questions for Oates, and we're going to let him get going. Well, here's my first question. I saw the article you had, I believe that was today, and you were talking to Bruss about the team that they played, that they got bounced out in the first round, and you feel like this team has those same similarities.
Well, that was Jimmy Pauline's story. But there do appear to be a fair number of comparisons. I mean, that 2013 team was just an outstanding defensive team. I mean, mm-hmm. Jarrett Bergeron was in the middle, and they were he was a shot blocker, and they were just a very, very good defensive team. One of the best Wisconsin's ever had. And they were also pretty severely offensively challenged, particularly the forwards, Brusewitz and Evans, were not very good shooters. They went down, and it was in Kansas City, and they played.
Was it Mississippi or somebody?
They played that. Remember that scoring sensation?
Yeah.
Mitchell Henderson?
Yeah, that kid was awesome.
And they played him, and I think they put too much emphasis on him, and a couple of the big guys really hurt him down low.
Yeah.
From Mississippi. And they got bounced out of the tournament. But that was the comparison, was that.
Yeah.
And Mississippi had a rough season, not unlike Oregon.
Right.
And then got hot at the end and won the conference and won the SEC tournament that year. So there are some definite similarities there. I think this team has more potential than that team. Sam Decker was a freshman on that team, and Kaminsky was hardly playing. This team, I think, has more potential. It's been better in spurts, and it's actually been pretty good in spurts. But unfortunately for them, it hasn't translated into anything more than occasional spurts.
Yeah. All right, last one, Oates. We're gonna let you get going. We're gonna talk about this probably a little bit later today if we can get to. I'm gonna read this to you. Since 1990, and I just want your first response. Since 1995, UW has the most combined bowl and NCAA tourney appearances of any school in the country. What does that mean to you?
It means that since the program was resurrected in the early 90s, both football and basketball, with Barry Alvarez and first Stu Jackson and then Dick Bennett and Bo Ryan and on, that Wisconsin's done the major sports really well. They haven't won a national title in either sport, but they've been knocking on the door. They've been in the conversation more often than not. I just think they've done those two sports, which are obviously the two most high profile sports.
That's where they make their
college.
Money. Yeah,
they've done, and they're also money makers.
Yeah,
and they've done them well. The Wisconsin name didn't used to be in the national discussion in very much back in the 70s and 80s. Hockey maybe, and that was hockey's a niche sport. So. I just think they really put Wisconsin out there as one of the top athletic programs, mostly because the two sports that matter most to people have been really strong.
Oh, Steve don't care about that.
Yeah, Steve getting ready to walk out.
I just want to ask him a question. I get to Sports Flash. I just want to ask him a question because I don't know the answer. Yeah. Have you ever done your own radio show?
My own radio show?
Uh-huh.
You got a good voice for it.
Why not?
No. Why, you got a job for me?
Yeah. We might.
What are you trying to tell me?
Yeah. Well,
we can get some sponsors.
I couldn't get a word in edgewise on you guys.
No, but that's why I say it would be your own radio show, like the Tom Oates show. I think you would be outstanding doing radio.
Yes, you would.
I've always thought that, but I never knew if you did one in Madison at some point or not.
Actually, Vic Fuhr and I had a show for a while, but it was on at a bad time, and it didn't really.
No, you need your own show. Well.
Yeah, I think he'd be really good on the radio.
Oates would be really good with us.
I think he'd be really good.
I think Oates.
But like he said, he would never get a word in.
I always enjoy going on with you guys.
Hey, have you wrote a book about your life?
My life?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be very interesting.
Leroy wants every person he knows to write a book. That's
I'm making
Leroy's
Steve
thing.
Write one. I'm making him. I'm physically making him. So you should write one, too.
Where's he coming with this stuff, bro?
No idea.
Because he has just a shaking my story, head. Man. He got some just great story.
Head, you got a question for OT?
We'll talk off air, OT. We'll talk off air.
About that, too.
Yeah, you got something.
Yeah, please.
Tom, we appreciate the time, man, and enjoy the tournament.
All right. Enjoyed it as always, fellas.
Thank you, OG.
That's Tom Oates from the Wisconsin State Journal on the Great Midwest Bank hotline, looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019. Look no further. Call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, dedicated to providing perfectly personalized home loans, was right here in our community since 1935.
How many people you think will buy Steve's book? I mean, be honest.
Outside of my family?
Million. How many do you guys, how many does you have to sell to make money?
Two.
That's all I want to know.
You need to sell about 5,000.
No chance.
5,000.
No chance.
I think you can
I think I can sell 5,000.
I don't know how we couldn't.
I don't know about Steve, but for mine, I think I can.
Both of you guys could sell 5,000.
And we could host the book signing literally right there in that big cool.
And you know what? You know what
have.
I can do, and I can come on a radio station talk about it every day.
Hold on,
every day.
We've got Eric Name on at 3:48.
Oh, we got so many questions for him.
He's got a book on the Bucks. Remember?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So let's see how many copies he sold and how his is going, because he does autograph signings. He does all this stuff.
Yeah, but he ain't the ball of hate though.
Huh?
He's not the ball of hate like you.
No, but
you
it's a book based on the Bucks. That should sell.
I actually bought it.
Yeah. It's a good book.
Like how he says he actually bought it.
See, I want to do the forward to both of you. I have your book. So I can make some spinoff money.
I have your
too.
Book, Leroy. I didn't pay for it, but I have yours.
Did you read it?
Come on.
Thank you.
414-799-1250. No, I'd rather. No, I did read it, but I mean, I read it like a seventh grade
What
level,
was the
so
last book you read?
Like all the way through?
Man, you better go to
his
a sports
class. His
eyes
got
flag.
Real big. It said all the way through.
Don't say Tom Sawyer.
Yeah, man. All the way through.
Nah, cuz I'm a real Huckleberry fan.
Hey, Sarah Palin, go to the sports flag.
No. What was the last book you read?
Don't do it.
Probably
don't
like.
Don't do it.
I think Animal Farm when I was like a sophomore in high school.
How the hell did you get through high school and college without reading another book?
Can I?
Spark
told you not to do
in defense,
it.
In defense of Bill Schmid. From everything I hear about talking to my parents, they make you assigned reading way more now than they ever did.
Yeah, you have to do 20 minutes a night at home.
I had way more than that.
Well, that's what went out.
I'm just saying, by the time you do all your assigned stuff, the last thing you want to do is read, assuming you actually did your assigned reading, Billy, because I know what a model student
is. No.
Did you have assigned reading? Like, they get scores each week for assigned reading.
Read pages 3 through 97.
Oh, Dr. Seuss books.
Yeah, like,
I got a job. I don't have like 3 hours to sit and read this crap.
Yeah.
All right. There we go.
Yeah, I had to ride the Ford to Gary.
People's houses to cover with toilet paper.
Sophomore in high school. That was the last time I heard about. Wow.
And the only reason I read that one because it was under 100 pages. It was the shortest one that we read.
How many
Farm.
Pictures, though?
I think there were 5.
Even Baby Tausch can get a gig at Young Express. 28 years in business. And they have been rolling really strong. And they're continuing to expand in all departments, which means they need to expand their independent contractor base. So if you're looking to become a successful transporter of expedited freight, this is what you need. You need good insurance for your vehicle and a cell phone. That's what you need. And a great work ethic. Baby Tausch has that. If you have all three of those,
thanks, man.
You are good to go. Now, they're looking for people that can drive locally. That's specifically their big need right now. So, local drivers stay within 250 miles of Milwaukee. Pick stuff up, drop stuff off. That's all you do all day long as you drive around and listen to the Big Show. They do short runs so you don't have to worry about driving 15 straight hours like an over-the-road guy. Plus, local drivers get to sleep in their own bed each and every night. That's better than sleeping in your vehicle or sleeping in a motel or a hotel. If you got kids, get to tuck them in every night. 99% no-touch freight, which means you don't have to worry about throwing out your back. That means the freight is loaded and unloaded with a forklift. No manual loading or unloading. The minimal investment in your own vehicle, they're looking for people that have cargo vans, sprinter vans, and tractor trailers. The Young Express will provide you all the training necessary for you to become a successful transporter of expedited freight. Join the Young Express team today. You get to work with Young Express, not for Young Express. You're going to be running your own business. You can find them at youngexpress.com. That's youngexpress.com. Young Express, success drives them.
Brian Gutekunst figuring out what the cabinet being bare actually means. Wendy's Big Show back after this.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.